Good evening. For the first song, let's turn to song number 11 in the Christian hymnal. Song number 11. Next song, let's turn to song number 82. Song number 82 in the Christian hymnal.
Thank you.
one you have a selection?
46.
Song number 46 in the Christian hymnal. Song number 46. This time we'll look to David Peachy for our devotions.
This morning we read a verse in Hebrews 12. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. There are many things in life that can cause us to become bitter, and we have that choice to make. Do they cause us to become bitter, or do we become better? The really sad thing is, if they cause us to become bitter, it not only affects us, but it says, many be defiled. I had to think of a song this evening of a man who had bad things happen in his life and he allowed them to make him better. In the church hymnal, song number 434, O Love That Will Not Let Me Go, written by George Matheson. He was 40 years old when he wrote this. And he had been born with poor, when he was born, he suffered from poor eyesight. Age 15, he learned he was going to be blind. And he went on to become a pastor. And He put his all into what he could do with his limitations. And so, because of his blindness, he had a heartbreaking experience his fiance had broken her engagement to him. She told him she couldn't see herself going through life married to a blind man. The day of his sister's wedding, he was 40 years old at this time. This is what he wrote in his journal, and this is the day he wrote this hymn. My hymn was composed in the Manse of Inelon on the evening of June 6, 1882. I was at that time alone. It was the day of my sister's marriage, and the rest of my family were staying overnight in Glasgow. Something had happened to me which was known only to myself and which caused me the most severe mental suffering. So we think he was probably thinking of what he had experienced in his breakup there. The hymn was the fruit of that suffering. Notice here, he calls it, the hymn was the fruit of the suffering. There's an important lesson in that. All of us suffer some sort of heartbreak or disappointment or disability or at some point in our lives. What makes all the difference is our response, whether we let the hardship stop us, or inspire us to greater effort. Back to his journal, he says, it was the quickest bit of work I ever did in my life. I had the impression of having it dictated to me by some inward voice than of working it out myself. I'm quite sure that the whole work was completed in 5 minutes, and equally sure that it never received at my hands any retouching or correction. I have no natural gift of rhythm. All the other verses I have written are manufactured articles. This came like a day spring from on high. I have never been able to gain once more the same fervor in verse. So we'll sing this song, 434. And as we sing, let's let the words, let's look at these words. They're very deep.
Thank you. Thank you, David, for that history of a song and those challenges that come really close home to each one of us. You know, do we allow things to fester and make us bitter, or do we rise above it and use it to... I know that we all really enjoy being around someone who has allowed it to make their life better. And it's not really enjoyable when it makes their life bitter for all the rest of us. And so it's a really a personal challenge to each one. Thank you for that. Okay, at this time, children, if you want to come up front here and line up in the front. And Rachel Miller will be leading you in some songs. Go ahead and come on up. Hey, thank you very much, children. Thank you, Rachel, for leading those songs. We, as parents, we have a tremendous amount of potential up here tonight. Look at that group and look at the, give that group about, think of the difference in about 20 years. And Yeah, Mark, you'll have a big course. So, okay, had a request tonight for 127 in church hymnal, and it's a song that I'm definitely going to need a little bit of help leading. So maybe some you can jump to the occasion. I love the song, but it's a little bit of a difficult one for me. 127 in the Christian hymn and the church hymnal. Does someone have a request?
570.
Okay, after this song, our 7th, 8th, and 9th grade girls are going to be sharing a song with us. Fine, if you help too, Douglas. Are you helping too? Okay.
No.
Okay, 570. The hem of his garment.
She only touched the hem of his garment as to his side she stole.
be singing two songs tonight. The first song is Let the Lower Lights Be Burning. This one is by request. And the second one is Home of the Soul.
For those songs. For the next song, let's turn to song number 140 in the Christian hymnal. Song number 140. song, turn to song number 146. Song number 146. And after this, Daryl's family will have some songs for us.
Okay, we have two songs this evening, and they're both praise songs to God. The first one is, I Love You, Lord. And the second one is, I Will Praise Him. I don't know if some of you remember, I'm not sure how many Sundays ago it was, Brother Steve mentioned this song in one of his sermons, the one, I Will Praise Him. When I saw the cleansing fountain open wide for all my sin, I obeyed the Spirit's wooing when He said, Wilt thou be clean? So we will sing you these songs right now.
I love you, Lord, and I live.
Thank you, Daryls, and thank you for persevering on that second song. That was really beautiful. Had a lot of meaning to it. Really appreciate that. Someone have a selection? 577, the church hymnal. Okay, after this song, there's a girls group in charge of Melissa. 577. This is a Thanksgiving song that I really love. You ready, David, with your pitch back? I'm not sure my sound quality very good tonight.
He sends us slowly. We are singing is by request, Days of Elijah, and the theme of the verse is declaration, righteousness, unity, and worship. And in the chorus is the ultimate declaration of hope, Christ's return.
Thank you so much for those songs. We serve such an awesome God. We'll turn the time over to Murray for a few minutes here.
Okay, I'll go ahead and ask Heidi and her parents, if you'd like, to come on, come up. I think it's a as I was thinking about what she's involved in there and the opportunities we have and the blessing it is to be able to share in that. And I'll just let her give what she has and share a little bit what she's doing there.
So tomorrow morning I am leaving for Beaumont, Texas. It's 1 hour east of Houston. And I'm going as a secretary for CAM, and we will be rebuilding houses from flooding from Hurricane Harvey. And a few things that my job consists of, it's kind of hard to say what it consists of, but answering telephones and taking messages, typing letters, emails, and other communications, picking up the mail, paying bills, maintaining accurate financial accountability and reporting to Ohio office, having volunteers record their names and addresses upon arrival, keeping record of volunteer work hours, helping with housekeeping duties as needed, organizing cook schedules for the cooks, making sure all vehicle insurance and registration forms are current, teaching chaplains how to run their GPS. We had this last time when I was there, this chaplain could not figure out how to run his GPS, and so two of us had to carefully sit down and teach him how to run it. Finally, he learned. And the one thing that I'm really looking forward to is I will have more interaction with the homeowners. I will be able to go out and visit with them and help them with their houses. And pray for me as I travel tomorrow and as I serve the Lord in Texas.
All right. Thank you. I had to think of the opportunities there. I had to think of that verse in Mark 9:41. It says, "For whosoever shall give you a cup of water to drink in my name, because ye belong to Christ, verily I say unto you, he shall not lose his reward." And I think Heidi's duties there are pretty broad. And she got into, I think, a little more of what she anticipated. So I'm going to ask her a couple of questions, and then I'll ask the congregation one. Heidi, do you believe that the call to serve with CAM is a call from God?
I do.
Are you committed to be a faithful representative of this congregation as you serve in this capacity? Okay, to the congregation, can you as a congregation give your support by pledging to remember Heidi in your prayers as she endeavors to serve in this capacity? Show by raising your hand. Thank you. Okay, this time I'm going to ask Grandpa Byler, Robert, if he would come up and lead in a prayer of blessing, and then I'll close with a prayer there.
Our kind Father, we thank you for this evening, for the privilege that we have of being in this ceremony, and just bless Heidi as she serves in this great work of Christian Aid Ministries, and thank you for what they are doing all over the world. And Father, bless her family as they share her, and just bless her traveling tomorrow especially, and each day as she's there serving you. In Jesus we pray.
Our kind, gracious Heavenly Father, we come before thee again. We thank you, Lord, for your many promises and your love to us. We just, as we think now, especially of the work ahead of Heidi, just pray that you might grant her strength, courage, and wisdom in the decisions she faces and in the opportunities she comes up against, that she might be able to truly be that be able to share that your love and be a faithful light there. And we just thank you for the blessing she's been here, and just pray that you might be with each one of her family too as they share in this. We just pray for Traveling Mercies, pray for the group that is working there in the many different capacities, the different areas, ones that are out in the field, those that are behind the scenes, meet whatever the needs are. Lord, you know the traumatic things that these people have been through through the flooding, and you pray that somehow that this might be a means of encouraging them and drawing them closer to you and helping them to see your love. We just want to commit her to you and pray a special blessing on her as she goes. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Turn the time back.
Okay, thank you for that. I appreciate that. Heidi, did you have a song that you would request to be led? Four 491 in the church hymnal. On the last verse of this song, the chorus can come forward, and then we'll just say thank you to everyone for contributing, and we'll turn it over to the ministers to close the service then after the chorus is finished. 491, Lord, speak to me.
Lord, speak to me.
Great to be here. I really enjoyed the whole service this evening. We've got three songs. And the last song, these are songs that we're working on for our Thanksgiving program, so I don't know if I should apologize or not. People have told me I shouldn't, so I guess I won't. But the last song is Nearer Still Near. Song that has spoken deeply to me in the last several weeks. And the third verse, it talks about being totally committed to following Christ. Sin with its follies. Actually, I'm not sure if I'm getting that verse right. Yeah, I think that's right. Anyway, it says all these, it lists these things that you're willing to give up. And it says, give me but Jesus my Lord crucified. And I had to thinking about that. Jesus came here on earth, and he was a great example for us. The way he lived here on earth. And if we were inherently good as humans, and that would maybe be enough, maybe. But it's not enough, because we aren't, and we need a Savior. And so it means something to say, "Give me but Jesus, my Lord, crucified. Crucified Jesus, one that's able to save my sins."
Cheerful and glad acclamation. name we adore, and we evermore will praise thee for thy great salvation. We'll praise thee for thy great salvation.
We praise thee, O King, thy goodness we see, with cheerful and glad acclamation. Thy name we adore, and we evermore